first couple of dates, in the time between these meetups, the days seem to rush by in a blur of passion and excitement. We're so caught up in the thrill of meeting someone new that we can't even step back and process what's going on. Although we might feel lost in this whirlwind of emotions, our relationships usually stick to a pretty common formula. Here are a few stages that almost all relationships will follow. The first stage, attraction. Our relationships first begin when we set eyes on our new partner. Although we haven't started dating yet, we feel an undeniable pull towards this enchanting new person. At this point, you might walk up and introduce yourself. Who knows, you might even start flirting, dropping a compliment here and there. And in 2019, this initial stage might not even take place in person. Many people meet someone new on social media or through a dating app. The second stage, learning more about them. Once we're attracted to someone, we usually feel a desire to learn more about them. Sometimes we discover more about this person through conversation, and sometimes we learn more about them after checking out their social media profiles. Better yet, we might even ask mutual friends for more juicy details about this new person. All of this new information helps us decide whether or not they're a good fit. The third stage, building comfort and trust. In an article published by Oxford's Department of Experimental Psychology, comfort and trust was identified as a major stage in all relationships. This is when both partners start to let their guards down, testing the waters to see if the relationship might be stable and sustainable in the future. During this stage, it helps if partners are honest, non-violent, and forgiving. Interestingly, Oxford researchers stated that physical touch is incredibly effective when it comes to building trust. The fourth stage, actually going on dates. At this point, we go on dates regularly. In previous stages, we might have been a little unsure about our partners, but now we've settled into a comfortable rhythm of dating and consistently enjoying each other's company. As we date more and more, both partners build a stronger connection based on mutual interests, trust, and attraction. By the end of this stage, we're comfortable with being vulnerable around them. The fifth stage, seduction. According to that same Oxford study, seduction is one of the final stages of a relationship. This is where we truly open ourselves to the possibility of passionate intimacy. According to Oxford researchers, women need more time to develop this emotional connection when compared to men. But when we reach this stage, we stop thinking of ourselves as singular beings. Instead, we start to become one with our partners. We feel their emotions and understand their experiences on a deeper level, as if they were our own.